Inside Ben Davis Basketball, back here from the studio, Corey Clark, and I got Coach Joe Wentz with me, the coach of the Ben Davis Lady Giants. Coach, how are you doing?
Good, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing great. You guys are on a three-game winning streak. Started off 0-2, now you're 3-2. What's gone well since the last time you guys lost?
Well, we've shot better, we've handled the basketball better, and played better defense. And quite honestly, the caliber of teams we've played has changed a little bit too. But you know, at this point in the season, you're still focusing on getting better, and we have gotten better.
And looking at the stats over here, your rebound percentage, 146 rebounds for you guys, and you're only giving up 121. For not having a lot of height on your team, you guys sure are fighting a lot. I remember the game you guys played last Wednesday. I forgot against who, but you guys had a lot of players diving on the floor. That's what I love about this bunch of girls. They won't fight, give up. They'll keep fighting. And like these rebounds come a lot from Aaron Young and all these this whole team. They're not very tall, but they show a lot of heart.
Well, they do, and they have played hard for us, and that's been a great thing. That makes it more fun to coach. But we worked a lot because we lost so much height due to graduation and transfers over the summer. We focused a lot on blocking out and rebounding and trying to maintain the edge. We had a big edge last year in rebounding, but it was obvious why. And so we just worked a lot harder on blocking out and talking about going hard to the boards, and that's paid off.
If you had to fix one of these three percentages – out of all of them, which one do you want to fix? The 2 points at 41%, the total field, the 3 points at 22%, or the free throws at 63%?
Free throws probably, because you can control that a little bit more. You can control how many times you get to the line. Bob Knight always had the saying that you need to make more free throws than your opponents shoot. We did that against Lawrence Central. We have not been so fortunate in some of our other games, but to get to the line a lot, then you got to hit them. We've gotten to the line a pretty fair amount of times, considerably in all of our games, and 63% is not quite good enough.
And one of your best players on the team who has the highest scoring percentage, and Aaron Young, has one of the lowest free throw percentages at 38%. All right, so you guys have a big contested going up this Friday. We won't be covering the game, of course. Pike, Ben Davis will be underway, but it's a big, tough match between Lawrence North, a very good team last year. And speaking of summer transfers, you have someone named Ariana Harris. You might have heard of her. Played for the Lady Giants last year. But just to talk about how you're going to change your game plan against these Lawrence North Wildcats, and including how do you guard Ariana Harris?
Well, we're not going to change our game plan in terms of what we do. We've decided what's best for us, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to make some adjustments here and there. Obviously, we got to be aware of her presence inside. She's become a better shooter inside. Those two and a half years of working with her on her post moves are finally paying off. but she's done a much better job of shooting the basketball lately, and she's a post presence. She's an athlete, so. While that is the case, they're still mostly a perimeter-oriented team, and Lamina Cooper is a really, really super player also going to Purdue, and she's the one we're going to have to really be more focused on to try to control her as much as possible. And by control, we mean we got to keep her under 20 points.
Yeah, I didn't really get to ask you this question last week. I forgot. You guys played Paramedian last Wednesday, and I know you guys have a great relationship. You and Coach Mike Armstrong. 600 wins plus between the two of you. Just tell us about your guys' relationship.
We've just become good friends. My first varsity game I ever coached was against Coach Armstrong and Perry Meridian. And that goes back to all the days when he had Katie Douglas. And we beat him, by the way, that night. But he introduced me to girls' basketball by putting "Welcome to Girls' Basketball" on the lineup card. And I thought that was a nice touch. And we just kind of hit it off, and we've been good friends for 20 years.
All right, well, Coach, go against Lawrence North Wildcats this Friday. Of course, don't forget about the Pike and Ben Davis game. And also, give us a little mention real quick, the Ben Davis Giants won state.
Hey, that wasn't that great? That was a great thing. Always great to win any kind of championship, state championship. Had a huge crowd there that I was fortunate enough to be a part of at Lucas Oil, and it was a great night for Ben Davis.
Yeah, not to put any pressure on you, but it's basketball's turn now.
Yeah, it is.
All right, well, good luck this Friday.
Thank you.